Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are, December the 10th, heading toward Christmas week coming up in a couple weeks. And December, always interesting time and beautiful time. And
so much fun, right.
And the reality of this day, your Christmas house is already decorated, but we taped this early, so we actually can go on our trips and you go to see your mom and I'm going to Germany. And so we have the privilege of taping them ahead of time so we can actually do this thing. So
yes, but for anyone looking at the setting we're in right now, it's October. So it doesn't look very Christmassy if you're on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, and there's no snow out there either.
Not yet.
It's coming though. It's coming. So, you know, we always have joy in Christmas, and part of it, you know, for both of us is that we've learned how to handle all the difficult relationships, because we talked last time about if you live according to the Spirit, walk with the Spirit, surrender your will, follow the Spirit, guidance, wisdom. He said he'll give you life and peace. And see, it's not only if everything's going great with other people.
Right.
It's despite what's going on with other people, see? Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to get to here about the criticalness of how we process this, is that particularly other Christians, they can be the most hurtful, partly because we would have thought that they would at least have a desire to sit down and work it through.
Right.
But they don't. And this, by the way, this could be a spouse. This could be a family member. This could be somebody at church. It could be somebody in our small group. These are people that could be pretty close to us that we've kind of learned that they're not going to sit down and work this through.
Right.
And it bothers us. It really does bother us because, unfortunately, I got to be around them, particularly if you're married to one or you have a close family member. You would have hoped that they would have desired to at least work it through. And by the way, our prayer life is just funny because I hear this a lot. God changed them so they have a heart to work it through. They should. And how come? And why not? And if we're going to be reconciled, that has to happen. And God says, I understand that. I will invite them to, which I'm going to use you to do that as well. But they may not. Because remember, we've set it up. It's all based on the truth. He said, if you don't process the truth, both parties, you can't alter that truth and you will not be reconciled. Which remember, we keep talking about, it's not his heart that any should perish, but forgiveness and death on the cross doesn't guarantee reconciliation.
Right.
It only gives the opportunity for reconciliation. And I'm inviting people to that. They got to process the truth. If they don't, they won't be reconciled. So you can't go to a different place. In other words, if that's the way it works, you can't say, well, force it and make it all work. He said, no, it's free will.
Right.
Now, you can go to forgiveness, one. I can still give you life and peace if you have a heart to go, because I can show you how to bring resolution to it so that it doesn't impact you any further.
Regardless of whether they go there.
Regardless of what they're doing or not. By the way, the requirement for you is you got to live by the Spirit. Okay. Now we're going to go to Psalm 78. This is a, you know, rather lengthy Psalm. It, the whole Psalm is just describing, and we're not even get into all of them, but it's describing what it looks like not to walk in the Spirit.
Oh boy. All right.
And it'll say, let me give you a heads up so that it'll show you both. It'll show you what it looks like, and two, that it disqualifies them from receiving the bounty, the covenant, the abundant life that I have promised in those that follow the Spirit who walk with me of the covenant. And then that I'm not going to force it. It's always going to be by invitation. So that's where I'm going to spend a little bit of time in this Psalm. So Psalm 78, I think it's 5 through 11, first of all.
Sure.
For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his
counsel. Yeah, and stop right there for a second, is that a big element of the life of the Spirit is you learn of my wondrous works.
Mm-hmm.
And what I need you to do is teach them to who?
To your children and to their children,
yeah.
The generations.
Yeah,
right?
The generations, even downstream, mm-hmm. that are not born yet. But if you faithfully teach your children and your grandchildren, they'll teach their children and their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll continue on so that you set your, in verse 7, you set your hope.
Mm-hmm.
And the word there isn't, I hope it works out. It's, I'm certain.
It's an expectation, right?
Expectation. I'm certain that God will deliver the covenant and he will do this mighty works in my life,
mm-hmm.
and deliver the covenant. So he said, keep teaching them that. Keep teaching them that. Keep teaching them what? It's going to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to have a heart to follow, which is a spiritual thing. It's a life of the Spirit. And if you don't follow it, you won't receive it.
Mm.
So he said, That's how it works. You learn it, you teach it. You learn it, you teach it. By the way, it's also to our spiritual children.
Mm,
so when you think of all the people that come to retreats, so you have a class right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're all your spiritual children. Now you
right.
can't force them to, but what's your heart? Let me teach you what
right.
it looks like to walk in the Spirit, receive the life and the peace, the shalom, the abundant covenant of God. And I'm going to work toward inviting you to that. And he says, that's your desire and my desire to use it through you. So that's how he sets it up. Okay, now he starts to describe what happened. In this case, 8 through 11.
Sure. And may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them.
Okay. So he said the characteristics of the flesh is, first of all, stubborn and rebellious. Okay. Now, it's very simple. And interesting enough, it plays itself out in relationships. Stubborn and rebellious, basically why are you stubborn and rebellious?
You want what you want.
And you're not willing to do what? Follow.
I'm
not going to follow God and I'm not going to process anything. So
mm-hmm.
he said in relationships, if the other party is stubborn and rebellious, it means that they are not willing. Because remember, if they're a believer, I'm trying to prompt them to process with you.
Right.
If they're in the flesh, they're stubborn and rebellious, and they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
See, they think what they're doing is okay.
Right.
But they're stubborn and rebellious, not willing to go. Okay. He says their heart and their spirit, so their soul, is not steadfast and not faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're not following God at all. See, I don't care. I'm not desiring that. I'm not faithful to what God would want. In verse 9, what did they do?
It says, being armed and carrying bows, they turned back in the day of battle.
Okay, now God says, and remember, think of, and we see we're trying to associate this with relationships. So a party has harmed you. They've come against you. So you're kind of in a battle.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what I want you to do is both of you
mm-hmm.
go into the battle.
Mm.
Now, I don't want you to hurt each other. I would like you to battle through processing truth, but mm-hmm. but get in there and get going. But he said, if you're in the spirit, and let's say I've said to you that you know, there's a problem here, and I said I would be willing to process with you because I'm following the Spirit, then you have a choice to make. If you're following the Spirit, what would you say?
Sure. Let's step in and talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's process it through. See, if I'm not. Faithful and I turn back,
mm-hmm.
it means I don't go into the place where we're going to get it resolved.
Right.
I'm walking away from it. So they walked away from it. They did not keep the covenant and refused to walk with God. They forgot that God can do all this cool stuff
mm-hmm.
and they don't even think it's possible anymore. So I don't keep the covenant. Remember, the covenant is I promise to bless you to make you a blessing. In order for you to receive it, you have to surrender to me,
mm-hmm.
be in my kingdom where I'm the king, and let me deliver it to you by you walking with me.
Right.
The way you don't keep it is you don't believe it, one. Two is you don't come and walk with me. You're back in the flesh. I can't give it to you unless you do it because you refuse to keep the covenant and you forgot everything that I'm able to do with you. And so it's, you know, have a heart to walk with me. And by way, walk with me is in a relationship situation, I want both parties to sit down and work it through.
Mm-hmm.
That's walking with me. Both of you come, I'll get you there. And even if it takes a while, you both will come out reconciled.
Right.
If you have a heart to go. Now, if you don't, you're rejecting it. Okay, so that's one description. Okay, now go to the next section. And what's the verses I gave you on that? Yeah, 36 to 42, yeah.
Not come again. How often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, the day when he redeemed them from the enemy.
Yeah. So he said that again, that you are flattering with your mouth, but you're lying to God. Okay. Now, now he's in essence talking about believers.
Right.
How do I flatter God with my mouth, but yet I'm lying to him? What am I saying?
I'm not sure what you're looking for in this one, but one of the things would be simply saying forgive or whatever, and I'm not. I haven't done the work in the heart actually processed through to reconciliation.
Yeah, yeah. Or that, I'm a follower of God. Yeah, I'm a, I want to follow God, but I don't even consider sitting down and working through a problem with somebody.
Right.
So I say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh yeah, I go to church. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's given lip service, but not following through with action.
Right. I'm righteous, but I never actually am willing to process it. So I'm in essence, I'm lying to God by acting like I'm a Christian, but inside of me, I'm really not. And I'm really not interested in processing anything that God has to say. I say I am, but I'm not. And he said, you're actually lying to me because it's about, you know, the truth of your heart. And then he describes it as says that you aren't faithful to the covenant, but I'm consistently attempting to give you more and more chances for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, what's God's heart?
That you would get there. He wants reconciliation. He wants forgiveness.
Yeah. And see what our terminology we use is how about now?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, yeah, I know you've walked away from me. I know you're struggling. I know you're not having good relationships. I know you're in conflict. I know you're unhappy. How about now?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you another shot. Come on. Again, you know, it's not permanent. I'm angry, but I'm not going to keep it forever. But still, he says, you kept rebelling against me, not following me at all. You tested me again and again and limited me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about that. When you test God, what does that mean? I'm testing God. Saying to him, he's got to prove what? I want what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And when you prove it to me and answer my prayer for what I want, then I'll be willing to walk with you. And he said, actually, you just limited me because I can't do it. Why?
Mm.
He said, you actually are trying to be God.
Wow.
And you think you know the best way, your way. And you're saying to me, aren't you my genie in the sky? And can't you just deliver to me what I need and want? And I'm a believer. And don't you want to give it to me? And give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give it to me, the test, then I'll follow.
Right.
He said, well, I can wait longer than you. That unfortunately, I love you so much, I'm not going to allow you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you've just stopped me from providing the answer. Like, for example, and we're talking about, okay, I'm walking in the spirit. I have conflict with somebody. They've hurt me. They're not willing to process. God says, well, don't tempt me and test me and say, God changed their heart. He said, no, you're asking me to do what you want, which, by the way, I'm not going to violate free will. But if you have a heart to go and don't you tell me how you want it to go, I will act supernaturally to get it resolved for you. But the requirement is you have to walk with me and don't test me.
Yeah. Now, so here's an interesting tension. in what you just shared though too, because we are called to also be authentic in our prayers, right? And so I do think in authenticity, I know at least me personally, in authenticity, I've gone to God, this is my heart's desire. But then the way that you step into the kingdom with that is I'm bringing it to you with all authenticity. This is really what I'm feeling. This is what I want. But I want what you want more than what I want. I'm surrendering my will to you. Now show me how to walk into that. But I don't think we want to be discouraged from sharing authentically our thoughts with God on this either, right?
No. And how can they both be true? I can be authentic and I don't test them. In that authenticity.
And that comes to surrender. It's okay. Literally expressing your will in authentic relationship and then surrendering to him. But I know you are God. I trust you. I fully hope and expect that you can bring. I'm standing on faith. You are the God who can bring, you know, whatever. And you can provide covenant to me even in the midst of this. So I'm coming under your will. I'm surrendering to your will. But this is my heart.
Absolutely. Yeah. And see, this is a beautiful description of what you're saying. This is in Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 25. You boldly march into the throne room with great confidence. And he says, really, what I want you to do is bring your authentic heart.
Right.
You know, I want you to share everything with me. You know, this really bothers me. I'm really upset at what they did or what they're doing and the consequences to me. And I'm really struggling with even thinking respectfully of them at all. And I really would like blah, 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 blah. You know, and he says, great, excellent. Bring it on. He said, now, as you do that, if you're going to walk in the spirit. So it's not about stuffing the reality of my heart. That's not what he's talking about.
Right.
He's saying, bring it with you. I need you to actually. So like, for example, when I deal with people who have a lot of difficult relationships and they have a series of people they're angry about. And I say, now in order for us to work this through, first of all, we have to go march into the throne room with boldness. And you need to tell God everything that's happened and why it upsets you. So write it down and we're going to go in and talk to him. It's not stuffing it. It's actually bringing it out on the table. But he said, along with that, if you're going to follow the spirit, you are going to have to surrender your will.
Right.
And desire my will. Now, it doesn't mean, okay, fine, I guess I'll do that. He said, no. He said, what I really want you to do is let's work it from your consternation, your heaviness, your oppression, the consequences of this, and your even difficulty in forgiveness. I'm going to walk you through that. Step by step by step. And it's okay that it even takes a while. It even is okay that you're still seeking, you know, kind of revenge or you want something to change. That's okay with me. The only requirement is stay with me. And actually, I need you to be authentic because then you'll come to that place of understanding and it'll actually hit your soul, really, not just, okay, fine, but your soul isn't resolved yet, see?
Right.
So your suggestion here is critical, is we have to walk with authenticity. And we have a great example, by the way, with Peter, and that is that he was shown the vision of eat the food that, you know, that they hadn't, wasn't the way it was prescribed in the Old Testament. He said, no, I can't do that.
Right.
In a way, it was healthy that he didn't say, oh yeah, sure, fine. Why? He wouldn't understand what it meant. And it impacted his soul is that's not something I can do. I can't, I can't do that. He said, I know. Stay with me. That's which Peter did. I'm going to walk you through every question you got about it. And why I'm telling you to do this so that you really understand it and grab hold of it. And it took him about several weeks. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's what that was all about. And he came to an authentic release of his will. And see, up until that point, he properly said, I can't do that. Okay, but I have a heart to receive it from you and I'm willing to follow your will. And so show me your will so that I can understand it.
Which
and
that's which what is you're really the difference is that heart to go there with God, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so the key is that not to test him and you become God, but come with an authentic heart. Say, I'm having trouble with this relationship. I need assistance to walk into the resolution of it. And what am I supposed to do with the hurt that I've got, with the consequence that I'm facing,
right,
with the difficulty of this situation? And I know that you're calling me to forgiveness, so give me the power to get to there. Mm. And then with honor and respect, what do I do next?
Right.
And I'll show you. And by the way, while you're doing that, the other party isn't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're staying in the flesh. They don't care that they hurt you. They don't even care about working anything out. And they, as far as they're concerned, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing.
Right.
Because it, for them, they're in the flesh to such a level that they have no sensitivity. Now, they're a believer, mm-hmm, but they have no sensitivity to me inviting them to something different and actually consider what's going on in their own heart for their own benefit. And by the way, for the benefit of you.
Right.
So you got a problem here. But you got to recognize that's where they're at. And therefore, don't take the line of change their heart, one, or mm-hmm, I should put up with it, two. Neither one of those are right on the table. I got to show you something different. So, Father, we thank you for kind of clear, really, what it mm-hmm means to walk in the flesh. And so we know that believers can be there. You're talking about your own children of Israel. That's what they did. They didn't walk with you. They had a chance to, but they didn't. And they wound up in a place where it wasn't going to be pleasant for them. And the people that were around them also had the consequences of that unpleasantness. And so we pray that we'll understand it as possible. As far as it concerning us, we pray that we'll stay in the Spirit and learn what it means to get resolution, even when other believers are not willing to do that. And we thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Thank you for joining us, listeners. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.